second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all of these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Being the second child and the less favorite child, I definitely know what it's like to be left behind by your parents. But for Mary and Joseph to leave behind Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of humanity, that just seems a little wrong. And on top of all that, this is the only story in the Gospel that we have of Jesus' childhood. I mean, yeah, in the Gospels that weren't canonized, we have these really cool stories about Jesus making clay birds, blowing into them, and the birds coming to life. Or Jesus healing a man who was chopping wood and accidentally hit his leg. There's also stories about Jesus getting into an argument with his neighbors and causing them to go blind. And Jesus resurrected a playmate once who fell off the roof. But of course, none of these stories are actually in the Gospel. We just get Jesus being left behind by his parents and then discovered in the temple 3 days later. Now, besides the obvious reference to Jesus dying on the cross and rising 3 days later in this passage, there's so much more that we can unpack. Jesus was in the temple among religious leaders. Now, these religious leaders were both the religious leaders of the day, but also the political leaders of the day. And Jesus was sitting among them, teaching, asking questions, astounding people with his knowledge and answers. Now, for a 12-year-old boy, that's pretty impressive. And I know there's those of you out there thinking, well, Jesus was 12, and the age of a man in Jewish culture during the time of Jesus was 13, so it was basically like a really advanced 17-year-old today, so not that impressive. Even if you are thinking that, we can take a great lesson away from Jesus. We can take away the lesson of how to respectfully question and challenge authority today. Now, this is something it is very difficult to do in our current climate. See, we just finished up Christmas holiday, We are still in the Christmas season, and those of us still have memories of our family fresh in our minds, and remembered that we wanted to avoid two topics during this holiday season, religion and politics. And we would consider it a successful holiday if we managed to avoid both of those. But here Jesus is. Jesus is telling us not only to engage in both of these, but to do it with our leaders. To go up to our leaders and ask questions about why something is the way it is. To go up to our leaders and respectfully ask why they believe what they believe. And I think Jesus is actually challenging us to take it one step further. I think Jesus is challenging us to take it upon ourselves to question our own beliefs. It's easy in this day and age to have our political views. It's easy for us to spew our political views out. It becomes harder when we question ourselves, why do we have these views? Is it because my parents had them and so I'm naturally going to have the same views? Is it because I believe this is the best view for all of humanity? Is it simply because I hate those in power and they believe this, so I'm going to believe that? This practice of questioning why can be so powerful in our lives. And it's extremely powerful when we not only do it with our own political views, but our own religious views. Why do we come to church on Sunday? Why do we state the words in the Apostles' Creed? Do we actually believe that there was some triune God that is somehow three in one? Or do we just accept these concepts as fact, scared to rock the boat a little bit? You see, religion is one of those dicey areas where we don't want to offend anyone by talking about it. We don't want to go up to our neighbor who might be of a different faith and discuss religion because, well, what if I look foolish talking to them? Or what if they ask me a question about my belief that I can't answer? It also falls in the line of we want to keep to ourselves and not push our religious agenda. Which there's a fine line between not pushing someone's religious agenda and figuring out why we believe what we believe. You see, we have this wonderful book called the Bible full of many stories, but there are many missing. Has anyone actually stopped to ask why? How many of you have asked, why does the Catholic Church have a different Bible than the Protestant Church? All these questions Jesus teaches us to ask in today's gospel reading. Jesus teaches us to ask, why are there not more stories about Jesus' childhood? You see, Jesus not only wants you to step into a community of faith where you are comfortable, but Jesus wants you to step out of your comfort zone and ask these difficult questions both of yourself and of spiritual and political leaders today. Jesus wants you to respectfully have a curiosity burning inside of you to figure out why we believe what we believe and really